Introduction. For the last few years, all I've wanted to do is read about quantum physics. I've been studying quantum physics off and on for decades, but have never gone as far down the rabbit hole as I have this time. It feels like I've gone through the looking glass to the point of no return. The more I contemplate what quantum physics is telling us, the more my mind gets blown into phantasmal traces of non-existent subatomic particles. Studying quantum theory is like ingesting a mind-altering, timed-release psychedelic that keeps coming on with greater intensity the more I wrap my mind around what this world-changing revolutionary theory is telling us about the nature of reality. Taking in what quantum physics is revealing to us about our universe is psychoactivating beyond belief, in that it activates the psyche, inspires the imagination, and synchronistically dissolves the boundary between mind and matter. To say that quantum physics is the greatest scientific discovery of all time is no exaggeration. Its profound revelations and implications cannot be overstated. We literally have to create a new form of language, not to mention a new way to think, to do it justice. In discovering the quantum, physics has indisputably encountered consciousness. There is simply no denying this fact. The highly respected mathematical physicist John von Neumann said as early as 1932 that consciousness exists in and has entered the equations of quantum mechanics, yet no one knows exactly where to find it. Quantum theory demands a radical revisioning of the role that consciousness plays in the deep structure and ongoing unfolding of reality. Quantum physics unequivocally points out that the study of the universe and the study of consciousness are inseparably linked, and that ultimate progress in the one will be impossible without progress in the other. The change that began with the discovery of the quantum realm wasn't solely a transformation of the worldview of science, but is potentially an expression of and vehicle for the evolutionary mutation of human consciousness itself. To create context for its discovery, at the beginning of the 20th century, the prevailing opinion among many physicists was that there was nothing new to be discovered in physics, except for more precise measurements. A unique development in human history, the discovery of the quantum nature of our universe has brought about a seismic tectonic shift in the very foundation of physics and the roots of our scientific worldview. The change in the concept of reality emerging in quantum theory is not simply a continuation of the past, but rather a radical break from it. The gap between the new version of reality that quantum reality reveals and our old habitual ways of thinking about reality are wider than the abyss of the Grand Canyon, the two sides of which are at least on the same level. With the emergence of quantum physics, we are encountering an entirely new universe that is of a totally different order than the one we've been used to. Quantum physics heralds a change so momentous that it can, and already has, transformed the course of human history. The discovery of the quantum has inaugurated what Niels Bohr conceived of as becoming a new epoch. This great change is already underway, and yet there remains a long way to go for the full transformational impact of the discoveries of quantum physics to be assimilated by humanity. That is, for its insights to transform the nature of the collective common sense of human beings. All great theories spend a long time gestating and being born. It can be dangerous to understand new things too quickly. We find ourselves in the role of midwives, helping to birth a quantum understanding of the world. What quantum physics is revealing to us is so radical, with implications so far-reaching, that to call it merely revolutionary would not do it justice. The conceptual revolution of quantum theory has literally turned physics on its head. What it is revealing about our universe is turning right side up what had been inverted and upside down regarding our understanding of the nature of reality. The advent of quantum physics can be thought of as a revolution in the realm of ideas. Quantum physics is introducing us to a radically new way of seeing, conceptualizing, and understanding that profoundly impacts human thinking, feeling, sensing, knowing, and being. As if the universe itself were giving us a cosmic physics lesson, what quantum physics is revealing to us requires a completely new way of picturing and thinking about the universe, our place in it, as well as who we are. Quantum theory is teaching us that implicit in our very thinking are certain flaws and misperceptions that, unseen and taken for granted, unnecessarily constrain and limit our ability to apprehend the nature of nature, including our own. The founders of quantum physics, oftentimes referred to as genius physicists, people such as Max Planck, Albert Einstein, Niels Bohr, Werner Heisenberg, Wolfgang Pauli, and Erwin Schrödinger, famously argued that quantum physics is first and foremost a new way of thinking. Indeed, the most far-reaching impact of that uniquely 20th century mode of thought, quantum physics, will be found within the human mind. The discoveries of quantum physics require a novel response in us, which, when more fully understood and integrated, will irrevocably change us, both individually and as a species, in the very core of our being. Regarding the implications of quantum physics, John Bell, one of the most important physicists of the latter half of the 20th century, is of the opinion that the new way of seeing things will involve an imaginative leap that will astonish us. It is hard to imagine something truly astonishing that we wouldn't tend to initially rule out as preposterous. This new way of seeing things, this imaginative leap, is truly an evolutionary upleveling, a real quantum jump in consciousness in which quantum physics is inviting each of us to partake. Quantum physics is the most subversive of all the sciences, having created a reality crisis in the field of physics such that the very idea of reality has been undermined, relegated to being a questionable, ambiguous, twilight concept. The very reality that pre-quantum physics had been studying has been demonstrated by quantum physics to not even exist. Speaking about the new view of reality emerging from quantum physics, theoretical physicist Robert Oppenheimer relates that there was terror as well as exaltation in their new insight. It was as if physicists were experiencing the terror of realizing that there was no solid ground to stand on, that they were being invited to face the existential abyss, and it was their very discipline itself that was sending out the invitation. To quote physicists Bryce DeWitt and Neil Graham, "No development of modern science has had a more profound impact on human thinking than the advent of quantum theory." Wrenched out of centuries-old thought patterns, physicists of a generation ago found themselves compelled to embrace a new metaphysics. The distress which this reorientation caused continues to the present day. Basically, physicists have suffered a severe loss, their hold on reality. The greatest experts of quantum physics, if it's even possible to speak of experts in a field that, according to Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, nobody understands, literally do not know what they are talking about. There is not a physicist alive who knows what quantum physics is a science of. Speaking about quantum physics, Nobel laureate Murray Gell-Mann is often quoted as saying, "We have learned to live with the fact that nobody can understand it." One of the self-professed reasons that the novelist D.H. Lawrence enjoyed studying quantum physics was because he didn't understand it. One of the effects of quantum physics is to turn the mind back on itself in a way that our classically conditioned mind finds impossible to understand. Physicists who study their own theory have, in their attempts at grasping its implications, lost their grip on reality, finding absolutely nothing to hold on to. Quantum physics has pulled the rug out from under us, only to reveal no floor below, no place on which to take a stand, as the notion of a solid, objectively existing world evaporates like dewdrops in the morning sunlight. To quote Einstein, "If quantum theory is correct, it signifies the end of physics." It should be pointed out that from every indication, based on decades of experiments of every kind imaginable, there is not a shred of evidence that points to quantum physics being incorrect. We can draw our own conclusions. The discovery of the quantum has created a real crisis in the field of physics, not to mention within the mind of physicists. To clarify, there is no crisis within quantum physics itself. Quantum theory is internally consistent, and its predictions are unassailably accurate. The crisis has to do with the fact that the logical foundations of classical science are violated in the quantum realm. The trouble is border trouble. It arises along the quantum classical frontier. To quote science writer Timothy Ferris, "These border skirmishes raise questions sufficiently baffling as to constitute the scientific equivalent of a Zen koan." Quantum weirdness is so counterintuitive that to comprehend it is to become not enlightened, but confused. The very laws of nature that physicists were discovering in the new world of the quantum were as different from what they were used to as the strange world encountered by Alice after she fell down the rabbit hole. To quote Nobel laureate Leon M. Lederman and co-author Christopher T. Hill from their book, Quantum Physics for Poets, the founders of the quantum realm had discovered a new kind of dream logic reality. To quote psychologist and physicist Arnold Mendel, quantum theory is indeed absurd in that it is more dreamlike than real, and its dreamlikeness renders accurate results. Synthesizing the practical and esoteric, quantum theory's accurate results reveal that this universe we are inhabiting seems to be of the nature of a shared collective dream that all of us are collaboratively dreaming up into materialization each and every moment. Speaking about the quantum, Mendel continues, "It is the world in which the shaman moves, the world each of us meets every second of our lives, the realm we enter every night in dreams. Not accessible solely for physicists, shamans, or the privileged few, each and every one of us interfaces with the world of the quantum every second of our lives, both in our waking life and our dreams at night. From the agreed-upon consensus reality point of view of classical physics, whose perspective is the very opposite of the universe being a collective dream, the strange goings-on in the world of the quantum makes no sense at all." In 1912, Einstein wrote to a friend, "The more success the quantum theory has, the sillier it looks." Silly, yes, but revolutionizing the world in its silliness. Quantum theory claims to be, and in practice certainly is, the foundational theory and primary principle upon which our present scientific understanding of the universe is built. If we dig deeply enough into any natural phenomenon, physical, chemical, biological, or cosmological, we will invariably encounter the world of the quantum. Some physicists who have had glimpses of understanding what quantum physics is revealing describe it as one of the greatest achievements of the human race. California Institute of Technology physicist John Preskill has called quantum theory the crowning intellectual achievement of the last century. Quantum theory is not just one of many theories in physics. It is the one theory that has profoundly affected every other branch of physics. In Einstein's words, the discovery of quantum theory set science a fresh task, that of finding a new conceptual basis for all of physics. Quantum physics is not merely wild and abstract speculations of out-there theoretical physicists who live in ivory towers. It has down-to-earth practicality. There is hardly an aspect of contemporary society or of our own individual lives that has not already been fundamentally transformed by the ideas and applications of quantum physics. One-third of our economy involves products based on quantum mechanics, things such as computers and the internet, lasers, MRIs, TVs, DVDs, CDs, microwaves, electron microscopes, mobile phones, transistors, silicon chips, semiconductors, quartz and digital watches, superconductors, and nuclear energy. Yet, even with the huge impact quantum physics has already had on each of our lives, this effect is infinitesimally small compared to what will occur when more of us recognize and internalize the implications of what it is revealing to us about the nature of reality as well as of ourselves. These revelations will literally transform our most fundamental sense of human identity, of what it means to be human. The amazing technologies that quantum physics has helped us to currently develop have been likened to low-hanging fruit compared to what's yet to come, whether in revolutionary technologies or even more far-reaching technologies of mind. The discoveries of quantum physics, practically speaking, have given us the capacity to both increase the quality of our lives and/or to potentially ravage the environment on an unprecedented scale, even to obliterate our species altogether. Though imbued with its own measure of divine creativity, our species is also the greatest destroyer of life that our planet has ever known. One of the great dangers of our modern age is that our spiritual and moral qualities and the resultant expansion of consciousness lag far behind our advances in technology. There is, however, a revelation about the nature of our minds that is hidden within the very source of our technological advances that could potentially save our species from continuing to short-sightedly hurtle along its current ill-fated trajectory. To quote Henry Stapp, widely considered to be the current dean of quantum theorists, "Yet along with its fatal power, it, science, has provided a further offering which, though subtle in character and still hardly felt in the minds of men, may ultimately be its most valuable contribution to human civilization and the key to human survival. We are presented with a crucial question. Do we use the discoveries of quantum physics to become conscious co-creators with the universe, working for the betterment of our species, or do we use them to destroy ourselves? Quantum theory reflects back to us that the choice is truly ours. Quantum physics works like a charm. It is like a higher dimensional talisman, a physics of possibilities. The precise accuracy of its mathematical formalism and methodology is beyond debate. None of its predictions has ever been shown to be wrong. It is literally the most successful scientific theory of all time. So much so that if a new theoretical model contradicts quantum mechanics, Feynman unabashedly counsels us to abandon it. To quote Gell-Mann, "Quantum mechanics is not a theory, but rather a framework within which we believe any correct theory must fit." The revelations that compose quantum theory are like manna from heaven, a veritable gift from above. But in this case, the manna comes from the interaction of nature with our own minds. Natural science, writes Heisenberg, does not simply describe and explain nature. It is part of the interplay between nature and ourselves. As if a psychic nutrient secreted by the universe, the heavenly quantum manna arises within and from the mind for the benefit of the mind itself to realize its own nature. It is as if physics has discovered a wonderful magic wand that works every time, but the amazing thing is that no one knows why. I have never, in all of my life, come across a field in which all of the supposed experts disagree with each other about the meaning of their own theory. The deep philosophical question that begs to be answered is, what does quantum physics mean? When the alleged experts can't agree, we can feel free to choose our preferred expert or to explore and speculate on our own. Instead of superimposing my own interpretation, my intention is to allow quantum physics itself to lead the listener to his or her own interpretation. I am certainly not a physicist. In fact, the more I contemplate the deeper philosophical underpinnings of quantum physics, the more I can't help but wonder what nature herself is revealing to us through her new physics. But as someone who has no academic training in physics, I am writing as an outsider and non-professional regarding the field. I have no authority to comment on the nuts and bolts physics of things, or the technical mathematical models that are involved in the professional process of doing physics, which I literally know next to nothing about. On the contrary, I am simply giving voice from my perspective as a deeply curious person who is sincerely trying to make sense of what it means when physics tells us that the world we live in is quantum through and through. To quote Feynman, "Nature isn't classical, damn it. And if you want to make a simulation of nature, you'd better make it quantum mechanics." Practically speaking, quantum reality is not terribly remote or inaccessible. It is everywhere, around us, inside us, and everywhere in between. To quote physicist David Bohm, "Quantum mechanics has been experienced by everybody far more than classical mechanics." As a citizen in the recently recognized quantum world, I am writing as an innocent bystander. Except that quantum physics invariably implicates me as participating in what I'm writing about. Regarding quantum physics, most of us have little or no idea what we've been missing. We have been ill-informed and left out in the dark regarding these over-the-top discoveries that have everything to do with the ultimate nature of the reality in which we live our everyday lives. At first glance, quantum physics can seem completely inscrutable and incredibly intimidating. However overwhelming it appears, the fundamental essence of quantum physics is actually quite simple and contains the deepest relevance for all of us. In 1908, Einstein wrote in a letter, "This quantum problem is so uncommonly important and difficult that it should be everyone's concern." Speaking about the public's ignorance regarding the momentous discoveries in the new physics, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Isidore Isaac Rabi simply says, "It's a great pity." With reference to quantum physics, what we don't know can hurt us. In our modern age, scientific literacy has become a political and moral necessity. In the following inquiry, we should prepare ourselves to be astonished.